Chapter 5, Landing with Dignity-ish. The pink puffer was brought back to town on the farm wagon like a very large, embarrassed strawberry. Everyone applauded as it rolled into the festival field. Children waved, the band played a triumphant song. Mayor Buttersworth declared the grand finale an overwhelming airborne success, with some sideways adjustments. Nutty climbed onto the wagon wheel and looked up at the balloon. It was wrinkled. It smelled faintly of orchard. One ribbon was caught in the basket rail, and it was still the most wonderful thing he had built all month. "Next time," he said, "we need better steering." Grandma nodded. "Or a slightly smaller sky." Mama laughed. "But admit it, that was amazing." Papa opened the emergency cracker shelf, which had somehow survived intact and snack-friendly. That evening, as the sun set behind the festival meadow, the pink puffer stood anchored beside the kite line, no longer flying, no longer drifting, just glowing softly in the last light while the whole town admired it. It had not gone exactly where Nutty wanted, but it had gone somewhere memorable. In Nutville, that counted as a very respectable first flight.